Robin and Maynard.
Yes. 5 p.m.
Moscow, Idaho, the city council has adopted a ban on bare-breasted women.
Oh, not again with
this. Yeah, because there were naked ladies who were washing cars in Moscow. They weren't paying taxes, and they didn't have a business license, but they couldn't find a law against it. But now they have passed a law against the insidious bare-breasted lady. Think about that. Mm. Think about that nude, topless lady washing a car. The soapy, soapy...
Okay. All right. I'll think about roofers in the sun, and you can think about naked car wash.
$20 to have your car washed by a topless lady. It just doesn't sound right, does it, Peterson?
I got to go soon. I got to get to the bank and $25.
I know. It makes us all, uncomfortable.
You told somebody to meet you here so they could give you a ride home, and you're not leaving before they go out of their way to come and get you.
They didn't show up in time.
Well, I
don't think they're going to show up today.
Yes, they are showing up today.
When?
What time do you have to be out of here, Peterson?
He wanted to ride home.
Yeah, from...
I don't want to wait till 7 o'clock.
A pain in the ass.
You know, you get a really peculiar expression on your face when you find something distasteful. Did you know that?
No.
Like right now, it's just nice to see you smile sometimes.
I have enough to pay this afternoon bus fare, but yeah. I won't have a bus change tomorrow.
You're trying to borrow a keyboard from a guy that is coming out of his way, and you're going to stiff him.
I cannot wait to 7...
Let me ask you a question, Richard. Have you recently been bitten by a cobra?
No.
Okay. All right. Faced with some of the world's strictest anti-drug laws, some addicts in Malaysia are sniffing fresh cow dung piles to get high. Humanity wants to get high. They want to try to get outside of themselves. They want to escape. They want to relax. You know, the pressures of a hard day, maybe being on the bus all day long, going to the bank. They just need a release. So they're sniffing cow dung.
Yay! Hey.
Yeah. And we know what you like to sniff, don't we, Richard?
Yes.
Mm. We have a wonderful show. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
Our receptionist out front picked Richard up the other day and took him up to the grocery store, didn't she? Amy.
Amy.
I've heard you're knocking around with Amy a little bit. Is there any,
It's not the same Amy that I saw this afternoon.
No. But you're hanging around with Amy. You guys got any...
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't do that.
You kiss boys.
I kiss ball.
Yeah, you kiss balls. You sniff them and you kiss them. We found out two things about you today that were absolutely startling, Richard.
Have you ever had one that's so sour that you could not kiss it after you sniffed it?
No ball is sour. Right,
I beg to differ with you, my darling.
Sound effect.
No. Can you shut him up? I mean, it's like I told you not to come in until 4:30, and you showed up at 3. Making me insane.
I have to come early. Yeah. That's when I happen to be here.
We're glad to have you, Peterson. You're always big fun.
Richard, I'm sending Nate in. I'm looking over some recipes, something that's going to be light and, you know, it's hot. You don't really want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And I was going through my Sunset magazine. Nate is bringing you the recipe title. What is the title of that recipe?
Blueberry Grunt.
It is. It's called Blueberry Grunt.
Let's see. Let me see it.
It's printed on the magazine.
It is. What? Blueberry Grunt?
It don't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Wait, what's the magazine? Sunset.
Yeah, I told you. Blueberry Grunt. Huh. I've never heard of a recipe called Grunt.
Hey, what's that say? Read that recipe, will you, Richard? You should have a Richard Peterson cooking show.
I think so. Yeah. What do you put in your grunt, Richard?
The grunt going in the toilet.
The blueberry grunt recipe.
See if they
what
figure out
it?
Why they're calling it that in Sunset Magazine. That is a little odd. Do you think somebody snuck that in?
I don't know.
Somebody who is like their last day at Sunset.
Magazine printed, 4-cup blueberry rinse. And drain.
Boy, when they say drain in that recipe, you don't know what's in there.
I don't have time to read it.
You don't have time to read it.
Wait a minute. You don't have time to read it. Why are you out of time?
It's 13 ingredients.
13 ingredients. It's just too much. Too much for you to worry about.
I know.
But what's the name of that recipe again, Richard?
Blueberry Grunt.